How you spend your morning can affect your whole day. So start it right, as in right here. We are KCIM.
Good Wednesday morning. It's John Ryan, Nathan Cones with you here in the KCIM studios. We got 36 degrees. Happy to have with us this morning, Nathan, a couple of representatives with Carroll Young Professionals, a group that's been around for a little while here in the Carroll area. But with a lot of things, the pandemic kind of took its toll on membership and things. So here to kind of revive and take a brand new approach at this is Amanda Reesberg, chairperson of Connect Young Professionals, and Julie Luth, who's the vice chair. First of all, guys, welcome to the studio. Glad to have you here. Let's talk about this. The pandemic wreaked havoc on your organization and a lot of the Connect Young Professional organizations around the state.
Yeah, and what we found, so, you know, we had a period of a year, 2 years where people weren't doing things. And when we started to reintroduce the way we were doing things in the past, just isn't working. It wasn't what people wanted. We had a lot of things that we did. Simply, we did them because that's what we had always done. So we're kind of stripping back and looking at what do people really want and what provides value and how do we serve Carroll? And what we've really come up with is everybody that we've talked to. We had an event last fall where we talked to people who are members, who had been members in the past, or who fit our demographic but aren't members, and just asked for opinions and advice on what they wanted in a group. And what a lot of people said is, you know, they joined Carroll Young Professionals, or they wanted to join Carroll Young Professionals because they wanted to meet people. And so we're trying to provide events that are simple but also valuable and really create those opportunities for people to connect and have meaningful conversations.
Yeah, and then we were talking about networking off air, and Julie addressed this a little bit. Sometimes it's hard. You guys are both transplants to Carroll, so am I, so is Nathan. Sometimes when you move to a town, you're not from there originally, it's tough to meet people and fit in.
Yeah, definitely. It was something that I think both Amanda and I experienced. And both of us actually joined Carroll Young Professionals when we moved to Carroll. And it was a great way for us to get connected with business professionals, but also just with people who are experiencing the same things living in Carroll. So it's a great way to come out, meet people, get some roots in the area.
So there's something you said, Amanda, during the chamber banquet last week that just has stuck with me from the beginning. It's one of the reasons that I reached out to you. I was like, God, that's going to be a fun interview. Is, you know, it's the Carroll Young Professionals, but it was youngish and professionalish was the line. And so when it comes to young professionals, people might, you know, it's kind of a broad term. Are we talking 18 to 20? Are we talking 18 to 25? You know, so what is the target demographic for you guys?
Yeah. And that apparently that stuck with a lot of people because I've had several people comment on that. So our technical age range is 20 to 45. But I've been telling people, you know, honestly, if anybody wants to come to an event, we're not going to turn anyone away, but we're gearing programming towards that. Even, you know, people who are early in their career, but we also want people who are a little more advanced to provide some mentorship and good conversation with those younger members. So technically 20 to 45. But again, we're pretty flexible on that. And for the professional, you know, professional-ish, I think that a lot of people think to be a professional, that means you sit in an office and you dress up when you go to work, which is certainly true for some of our members, but it is absolutely not true for all of our members. Teachers are professionals, and we're really working towards having events that work around teacher schedules so teachers can get integrated into the community and involved in the community more. Farmers, you know, some of the people that work in ag work from home, and so they're not in a traditional office setting and they're not networking like they could be. And so we're really trying to get those people involved too. Really are professionals. If you work at a job, you're a professional. But if you don't sit in an office, you still are a professional and you're still welcome. And we encourage you to attend our events.
Yeah, Julie, your husband is the chamber president, of course. And you started to notice that at the chamber banquet, kind of the changing of the guard going on.
They're the first couple of Carroll.
I know. Okay. I call myself the first lady.
Duly noted. So did you notice that changing of the guard kind of happening?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's interesting. We when we moved back here, I attended the chamber banquet that first year. And I went home to Nate and I said, we really need to get involved. Like hearing everyone speak about how passionate they were about Carroll, I said, this is it. We need to do it. And so to see him as chamber president now is like a full circle. Like, we did it. We have gotten involved. We're giving back to the community. It feels good to do that, get involved. And we want more people to join us on doing that.
So you talked a little bit about programming and events that CYP is going to be doing. Can you expand on that a little bit? What are we talking about in terms of
yeah, so we this year, one of the things that we've started doing is pop-up events. And so very casual, but networking opportunities. And we've gone to The new Latin restaurant in town. Actually, this Friday, we're going to the brewery and doing a happy hour for on St. Patty's Day. So invite anybody to attend that. And also, so all of our events in the past, we had memberships. But this year, we are doing away with memberships. And so anybody in that young-ish age range is welcome to attend our events. So if you've never been to a CYP event, these pop-up socials are a great opportunity to come and meet people. Because again, we are being very intentional about if you're there, we want to make sure we introduce ourselves to you and that you feel welcome and part of the group. So this Friday at 4:30 is when we're starting to meet, but we'll be at the brewery for a little while. So that's our next one, and absolutely invite everybody to attend that.
And again, it's tough sometimes for a single person to walk in there without anybody else there and feel welcome. And that's one thing you guys are going to address, right, Julie?
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to feel comfortable showing up. Amanda and I are pretty social people. Just know that you can walk in and we will come over. We'll greet you. We want to get to know you. And we definitely want everyone to feel comfortable coming in and, you know, build that support system, get to know people here in Carroll. And
will you introduce yourself as the First Lady of Carroll?
I just might. We'll see.
We're hitting on a lot of titles here. We've got the BDD. We've got the First Lady. Who's next, right? Yeah. So looking towards the membership, I know it's not the same membership that you've done in the past, but a big question for a lot of folks is, what is the time commitment? What kind of stuff are they looking at in terms of how many days a week, month, quarter? What is the time commitment for that?
It's really whatever you're comfortable with. You know, if you can come to one social event every 6 months, fine. If you want to come to everything, then we try to have at least one event or activity a month. As we head into spring and summer, we'll have a little bit more just because the weather's nicer and it's easier to plan things. So you can come to as little or as much as you want. And again, just trying that to make sure that everyone feels welcome. And it's not everyone is at all the same events type of thing. And we're intentionally having events at different times of the day too, knowing that not everyone can leave over the noon hour to have lunch. Not everyone can come to a happy hour. Not everyone can come to coffee. But if we have a variety of times, then hopefully we can get events that work for a lot of different people in a lot of different roles.
You also have a lot of different type of events. It's not just social events, mm-hmm. things like that. You've got a guest speaker coming in. You've got the community projects going on. Talk about the wide variety of things you guys want to do in the next year.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a number of community projects that we've done the last few years that we want to keep doing. We do May Day baskets for the nursing homes. We've also done an Earth Day cleanup project. Around the Christmas time, we do Cookies with Santa, where we collect gifts to give to, I'm thinking,
new opportunities
as well. So there's a lot of community events that we send out information about that, and you can sign up to help us with any of those. But we are doing an event on April 14th. Which is Leading from All Levels. And we have a speaker coming in.
Yeah, Tara Lawson. And she's actually from Carroll originally, but she works at Iowa State now. And she works, she actually heads up a leadership program at Iowa State. And so she has a presentation that she's going to be doing and talking to us about how you can be a leader at any level, regardless of what your job title is, regardless of what you're doing in the community, how you can lead. And so that's, again, everyone is welcome to attend that. That's the Friday, April 14th. That's the Friday after Easter. And that will be at Brothers on Main upstairs. And we're excited about that because none of us have been at in the upstairs level for quite a while either. And that kind of feels like a bringing back something from the past too and putting a new spin on it. So we're excited for that event.
And that ties in so well with what you were talking about earlier about making things for any youngish professionalish person, right? Leading from all levels, there's a lot of congruency there, at least from my perspective anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just kind of fun to have somebody who's from Carroll and is doing some pretty impressive things. So we're excited for that.
Yeah. So there's no membership dues. How are you going to recruit people? I mean, it seems like kind of a loose organization at that point. Is that the way you want it?
For this year, as we figure out what works, and, you know, really our goal for this year is to get people engaged, to get the word out that CYP is still here, that we're still active, and that we're doing some of the same fun things that we've done in the past and the same great things that we have. But we're also doing it from a lens of we want to provide value and we want to make sure that it's worth your time. And we think we're pretty fun people to hang out with.
So. Might be some bias on that one.
And I think that this year is a lot about having conversations and having people come to these events so we can talk to them about what they want or what they need from an organization like this. So we really just want people to come out, chat with us so that we can make CYP greater.
Well, I did my homework on you guys, which means I pulled up your Facebook page about 5 minutes before you came in here. So, but that's really cool. You got some great stuff on there. You know, all your events are going to be there. That's a great place to start, isn't it? The Facebook page?
Yeah, absolutely. Follow our Facebook page because we post all of our events on there. We also have an email list that we do send out emails to with news and upcoming events and that sort of thing, too. So if you want to get on the email list, then contact the chamber or you can reach out to one of us or even just message the Facebook page. But really, the Facebook page is updated pretty regularly. And so that's the best way to keep up with all of our events and what's going on.
All right. So Friday, you're going to be at the brewery starting at 4:30. About how long is that going to last till it lasts?
That's open ended. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I did notice on the Facebook page the initials BYOBM, bring your own beer money for that one.
Yeah.
So
yes.
And you guys are just going to do that, kind of handle that as you go. If you want to come out to the social, you pay as you go. And that's it. That's all there is.
Yeah. And that's the way most of our events are. And even our speaker, you know, we're providing that free of cost and we're actually providing food for that on the 14th, Friday the 14th of April also. But most of our events are going to be come, you know, if you want something, pay, but we'll provide the opportunity for the networking and we'll create the format and just come. And if you want to spend money, you can, but if you don't, you don't have to either.
And again, your target age group is pretty wide. So if anybody is trending towards the older end of that, still come out and do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Everybody, welcome. So guys, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Good luck with all this. And we look forward to seeing what you guys can do.
Thank you.
All right. That is Amanda Reesberg once again and Julie Luth with Connect Young Professionals. Check it out. Their Facebook page, Carol Young Professionals.